My name is Kenyon Farrow. I live in Brooklyn, New York, and I am the National Public Education Director for Queers for Economic Justice and a Policy Institute Fellow with the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force.
What are the most crazy, outrageous myths that you've ever heard about HIV?
There's, of course, the AIDS denialist rumors that continue to float around the internet, and I have had several people email me or post comments to my blog about when I blog about HIV stuff, that HIV may not cause AIDS and, you know, all of these sort of things that float around the world. So I think that's one of the biggest myths. I think, two, the second big myth is that men on the down low are sort of this missing link between why there are high rates of HIV among black gay men and high rates of HIV among black women. That is a huge myth that continues to float on radio shows in the black community and even in the popular press. And there's studies and data that shows that that's not true. And the third myth, I think, related to that is that men who are locked up in prison contract HIV in prison and then bring it home to their wives and girlfriends as another major purveyor of HIV infections among black women. That also is not true. 90% of people who have HIV in prison were positive when they came to prison, right? It's actually over 90%, like 94%. So those myths kind of float around. And particular to the prison question, actually prevents us from being able to focus on the impact, again, of massive imprisonment in and of itself as a driver of HIV infection. So I think those are three of the biggest myths out there that we need to work very hard to dispel.